This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
It's time for Right Spot with Dunedin UNESCO's City of Literature.
A local poet, Sandy Forsyth, joins me on the line now to talk about her first poetry collection coming out shortly. Visitor will be celebrated very shortly with an event in Dunedin. And we've got Sandy Forsyth with us on the line. Sandy, kia ora, nice to have you with us.
Kia ora, Jeff. Very nice to be here.
Now, our listeners to the Awesome Morning Show yesterday might have heard part of a conversation that we had. Unfortunately, that was interrupted by a bit of technology letting us down. So for the benefit of those who weren't on board with us yesterday, perhaps we could retrace our steps a little bit. We opened our conversation with remembering some time back, 2021 in fact, when your poem Ode to L was highly recommended in the Castleberg International Poetry Prize. And yes, your thoughts on what the impact was on you when that happened in terms of encouragement for your writing?
Well, it was tremendously encouraging. I mean, up until then I'd been writing and then going and reading poetry at the Octagon Collective once a month and just thought that's what I'd do, you know, forever. Getting recognised in that competition and then a couple of years later being published in the book that that the Castleberg published led me to be much more open to being a part of the wider poetry community. And, yeah, it was very encouraging.
And what did you then do? Did you feel that it gave you a bit of a jog on, if you like? You know, gosh, you've got to start seriously writing now. Now there's all sorts of options opening up in front of you. I mean, here we are manifesting in terms of a collection being published, but probably wasn't in your mind at the first time, was it?
Not even remotely. And I have to say that actually it didn't really alter my poetry making practice at all. You know, I'm just at a time of my life where I'm just really enjoying the present. And so I've just continued writing. I'm a fairly slow poet. I've just continued writing and reading at the Octagon Collective. And if I'm invited to do something like on National Poetry Day or something like that, I just say yes. I've had a couple of poems put into some anthologies, and I've just really just been enjoying the ride. My work was as a counsellor, and I worked long term with people doing long term therapy, and I retired from that about 5 years ago. So I've been retired, and just I've grown the poetry practice by joining a poetry group where we write together and read our poetry together and talk about our process. And I also write with a friend who, another poet, and we sometimes edit and reflect on each other's poetry, which is enormously helpful. So I've probably upped my commitment to poetry probably since the Castleberg competition. So it's just been a really joyful part of my life, really.
I find it interesting. I find it interesting you talk about writing with others. Perhaps some listeners might imagine the poet sitting in their lonely garret, staring out the window wistfully and waiting for inspiration to arrive, rather than kind of working in a collaborative way. How does that manifest for you?
Well, it's been a surprise to me as well, because, I mean, writing on your own is still wonderful. You know, you're just in your own world and just, you know, going into your own mind, really. But when I joined this group and they said, well, we're going to spend a day together a month and we'll write together. Well, we write on our own, but in the company of others. And I've just found it marvellous. It's been very stimulating, you know, talking together and then, you know, going to different parts of the room or the building and writing and then coming back together. I know lots of people are in writing groups. I'd recommend it to anybody. It's been just really stimulating, you know, so, yeah, I've really enjoyed that. And my group, the Dromedaries, have really supported me to publish. And so last year formed a small publishing press, the Dromedary Collective Press, just with the sole purpose of publishing all of our own work. But mine's the first. So that's been fun as well.
Taking those first steps to handing over your page, as it were, and saying, you know, what do you think of this? Give me some feedback. That surely can't have been an easy thing to do. Perhaps easier now once you're used to it. But, you know, can you take yourself back to that time to saying, I'm going to expose myself here in this way?
I know. Well, of course, the people who I write with are very clear thinkers, but they're also very respectful and gentle. But, you know, when I finally had the idea to put a collection together and then, you know, asked someone who was a professional editor to edit it, I was very nervous about that. I thought, oh, this could be the end of my poetry writing. And instead, what it was like was having, you know, another wonderful mind turn their attention to my poetry, and I found their feedback invaluable. It was a real gift, and I think most of the feedback I get, or the editing that I've had, I don't always agree with it, so I sometimes just hold my own mind, but often it's been just enormously helpful and, yeah, a real gift, a luxury, really, to have the mind of another supporting my mind. You know, it's been great. I'm sure most people find that.
We are.
I don't know. I don't know if that's true.
Sandy, we're a Dunedin UNESCO City of Literature. You feel that, do you? You feel the support of the community of writers and readers?
Oh, my goodness, yes. You know, we had the Michelle Alvey and the Society of Authors have really supported things like National Poetry Day. And not last year, but the year before, 2024, you know, when there was the wonderful celebration of Dunedin being a UNESCO City of Literature for 10 years, I think, plus National Poetry Day. And there was a huge celebration. 60 poets, you know, were involved. And Michelle Alvey organised all that. I mean, it was just wonderful. Had a real sense of a really thriving community. And I'm a small part of that. And I'm sure everyone feels that. It's pretty fantastic. And people like Nikki Page, of course, as you know, are just so marvellous. They support all kinds of literary activities in the city and do a marvellous job. So, no, I think I'm really lucky living here, actually.
Let's talk about your collection, Visitor, on Dromedary Collective Press. Tell us a little bit about the selection process. Presumably you didn't write for this collection. It was a case of finding works that suited. And what approach did you take?
Well, you know, first of all, just put together all the poems I liked, and then gradually kicked out quite a few. And when it was edited, kicked out a few more. It was really also looking at what the themes were, because I've never written to a theme. It's more like I've discovered what the themes are. And the themes are about really discovering our, you know, our weird and wonderful minds. I've been interested in the healing journey, obviously because of my work. And also what keeps us from connecting with ourselves and with others and with the natural world, and what happens for us when we're connected to our own creative self and to others. And that really excites me. So those are the main themes around in the book. And I've just tried to be careful about sticking with that, although a few others have snuck in, I think, that I just can't help but want to have in. So it's a little bit of a cornucopia, but those are the themes.
You've chosen Visitor as the title. Visitor in what capacity? Visitor where?
Oh, well, I suppose actually, I mean, everyone who opens the book is a visitor. And I hope the book hosts them well. But there is one of the poems is called Visitor. And it's literally about being disconnected from your own mind and treating your creative mind like a visitor or like a stranger, and the gradual incorporation of that into being fully yourself. And I think that was particularly to do with the creative self and writing, but can apply to many things, parts of us, ourselves that we are separated from or have ignored and that feel stranger, you know, or strange to us. And then often with help, we bring them back in and they become part of us and we become more whole. And yes, so that's why I chose that. That particular poem just seemed seminal to me, and so I chose that word.
Well, speaking about poems from the collection, you've kindly agreed to share one with us today. Tell us about this one.
Okay, well, this one is about what happens when people are not isolated and what happens when people start connecting and what can happen just in the wider community even. Shall I read it?
Yes, please.
Okay, so this is called A Queer Bloom. Queer was in the morning paper and made me smile. Queer always makes me smile now, which is still a surprise for a word which dwelt in the dark for so long, which had the power to shrink a human being, to induce invisibility or ruin. Everyone got out of its way, except not everyone. For somewhere along the line of resistance, queer was taken in, was held close, was loved as true, became the sprawling house with rooms for all of us if we wanted, and also, after much careful attention, came to mean a way to tip a world on its axis in the direction of open bloom.
You have said that you enjoy reading. And I imagine not all writers do. Why do you think that is?
Enjoy
reading your own work.
Reading. Yes, I do enjoy reading my own work. There's something to do with when you read something aloud. You kind of get the musicality of it, but also I love reading to people because of that connection, really. You know, when you're reading, not so much now because I'm just talking on the phone to you, but when you're reading in person, you're having you're making direct contact with real people. And it's the same when I'm listening to people reading. I think poetry was made to be read aloud and shared, you know, between people. That's why I enjoy it.
I don't have a physical copy of Visitor in front of me, but describe it for me and what part it plays in how the physical work embodies the poems within it. What choices have you made about that?
Oh, well, gosh, I'm not sure what to say. I know... the designer that we went to was Gilbert May, and the first thing he did was to read the poems so that he got a feel for them, and that that helped him develop his design. I look at it now, I'm looking at it right now, and it's very, there's a softness to it and an elegance to it. It's very quiet. You open the first page and the word visitor is just beautifully written on the title page. You know, it's a very sort of gentle book to read. The cover is extraordinary. Claire Bainan, who's also a dromedary, she is also an artist, a wonderful artist, and she made a painting specifically for Visitor and then incorporated that painting into the cover, which she designed. And it's hard to describe, but essentially it's dark, and then there's a white bird flying upwards to the top of the page, and down below it is its shadow, but the shadow is also white. And so what that means to me is that those parts of ourselves that are separated from us or unacknowledged or not experienced are often full of gold. They're not always unacceptable. They're often part of us that's missing. So I think she does that beautifully.
Yeah, I ask because I kind of think it's I think we all know sometimes when we pick up a book that just doesn't feel right in our hand. It doesn't look quite right. And I would imagine it must be so important to the writer to feel that everything sits together well.
Yeah, it is. I'm just holding the book now, and it, I really love it. It makes me smile. I'm really, really happy with it.
Well, you're going to want to get it in other people's hands, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
To that extent, you are having a celebration on the 13th of February at the City Library's fourth floor. Tell us about what you've got planned and when.
Well, it's this Friday at 5:30 for a 6 o'clock start. And, you know, there'll be some nibbles and some wine and orange juice and all that. There'll also be a little bit of singing, and Kirsty McKinnon, who's also a dromedary, she'll be launching Visitor. And I will also read some poems. What else can I tell you? Oh, yes, there'll be books for sale, and we have EFTPOS, amazingly. And if anyone would like a copy signed, I'm available to do that. So I'm hoping it'll be a joyful, wonderful celebration.
It'll be wonderful for those who are outside of your immediate circle to come and enjoy that with you. But I imagine also the Dromedary Collective Press and the dromedaries as a group will be particularly excited about this event, because it will be the first of what you would hope would be many occasions.
Yes, I hope so too. And yes, I think they are all pretty excited. They have just been just wonderful for me. I have felt so supported by them and encouraged, and, you know, they are all people who I just respect deeply, and gosh, I would recommend this form of publishing in a really wonderful group to anybody. It's it's been fantastic.
Sandy Forsyth, has been great to talk with you today on our Dunedin UNESCO City of Literature Right Spot. We appreciate the time you've given us and for sharing some of your work with us. All the very best for Friday's celebration, and indeed for the Visitor and your ongoing writing. I suppose the last thing I should ask is, do you have your eyes on a second collection?
It's been really hard to write while I'm immersed in, you know, the whole production of this book. But I've just finished another poem today. So I think I've got, you know, a tiny little handful towards the next collection, but it might be a few years off. I'm pretty slow. Thank you, Jeff. It's been lovely talking with you.
Thank you, Sandy.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.